This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Ice, Sarah Burnett back here inside Lincolnwood High School as they are announcing the starting lineups here in front of a nice-sized crowd here this evening on what was senior night for the Lancers. And, Sarah, you know all about senior night and what it means. And Kimberly Denny was saying after the presentation about this group is special to her because it's the first group that she had from young kids all the way through high school.
Yeah, that was such a nice speech that she gave, coaching those girls from third grade up. Right now I'm coaching a group of third graders, and I just look forward to whenever they're in when they're seniors, and you can just tell that the relationship that she has with those girls is pretty special, and all the success they've had over the years is pretty incredible.
144 and 35 over the last 6 years for this senior group, and I mean, you say that out loud, and it doesn't even sound right.
No, that is amazing. I was shocked to hear that number. I knew they were good, but that is a lot of wins.
That's a lot of wins, and they've racked up 13 of them this year. They're 13-2, and they've already got one win today, Sarah. They played Mount Pulaski earlier here at home and won in two sets, 25-15, the final in both. And so Lincolnwood going to be pumped up here tonight on senior night, and maybe Cromville's going to be pumped up too, Sarah, because they've got their head coach back, Katie Hammond, in her third year. She's missed most of the year as she was pregnant, gave birth to a healthy baby boy back on March the 28th. But when your head coach isn't there, that is an entirely different circumstance.
Oh, yeah, those girls will be happy to have Katie back. Katie's a very vocal coach. I know that from coaching against her. She'll be telling her girls instructions the whole game. She gets pretty fiery, so I'm sure having her there is going to get them extra pumped up.
So a little bit of Fran Struber rubbed off on her, you're saying?
I would say so.
Lincolnwood will have the white jerseys tonight with the orange sleeves, trimmed in the orange and the black. Lancers in orange lettering across the front with the orange numerals. For Carthenville, they've got the all-blue look, and it's a darker blue look than you're accustomed to seeing with Carthenville, more of a patina blue, I would describe it here this evening. They are trimmed out in the white and the red. As we look at the starters for Lincolnwood senior night, so they're going to start an all-senior lineup here in game one. That'll be Lexi Milberg, the 5'4 senior, Cassie Krager, the 5'6 senior, Jaden Kucher, the 5'6 senior, Emmy Weller, a 5'5 senior, and Caitlin Payne, a 5'10 senior. For the Cavaliers tonight, it'll be Jill Staten, a 5'9 junior, Ella Walker, a 5'6 junior, Macy Gall, a 5'9 senior, Lexi West, a 5'4 senior, Gracie Reels, a 5'7 senior, and Matilda Mitchell, a 5'6 senior. She will be the libero this evening as Katie Sims, the normal libero for the Cavs, out with a concussion. So you've got libero, Mitchell. Your middle blocker is Murphy. Your outside hitter, Gracie Reels, along with Ella Walker and Jill Staten. And Lexi West will be the setter. For the Lancers, Lexi Milberg is the libero. Cassie Krager, one of the outside hitters, along with Jaden Kucher. Maggie McClellan, the middle hitter. Emmy Wilker is a right side hitter, and Caitlin Payne is a middle hitter. And Caitlin Payne is a hitter in every sense of the word.
It looks like number one tonight is actually not wearing the libero jersey. It looks like she might be setting tonight.
So minus a libero for Lincolnwood to start.
Looks like they're not using a libero for this first rotation.
So in the COVID era, no coin toss, because those are dangerous. So we will have just the visiting team getting to serve first, and that will be Macy Gall, the 5'9 senior for the Cavs, puts the ball in play, and here we go. It is bumped back by Milberg. Now it's set right to Payne, has it rejected right back. Lincolnwood able to corral another set left side. Milberg with the left hand able to push it over. Cavs able to dig it. Now they will come on from the left side, and it's put down. I think that was Ella Walker over there with the first point of the game, and that was nice placement.
Yep, that was a tip kill to the left side right on the line.
Carthenville to an early 1-0 lead. Lincolnwood won the JV game against the Cavs earlier tonight as Gall served. Dug out of there off the floor by Milberg. A nice set to Payne. Dug out by the Cavs. They maintain. Staten able to just to push it over now with the bump. Now another set as Krager lays it out for Payne, and Caitlin puts it home like she has so many times in her career. And I don't remember the number that Kimberly Denny said before the ball game, but her career kill total was a big, big number.
And that was a quick set from the middle. Those quick sets are hard to defend.
So 1-1 our score. Lincolnwood now on the first serve of the night. It's a short serve dumped in there by Milberg. Carlinville dug it out initially. Actually, Krager with the service point there.
That would be an ace serve.
2-1, Lincolnwood with the lead here as Krager back to serve again for Lincolnwood. Strong overhand serve right to the libero. Mitchell, she's able to set it up now right back to her. She'll bump it over into the back row it goes to Kuchar. Another set for Payne. Spikes it off of the net. Then Payne with the block, and she puts it down. Caitlin Payne going to be a handful here tonight as she has been for the last 4 years.
Jill Staten's doing a nice job on the net getting block touches on 16, but she still put it down that time.
Here's another serve for Krager, middle of the floor, bumped by Reels, set up by West, and then pushed over by the libero, Mitchell, and she found a hole on that left sideline. Or did she, or was it out? Carlinville reacted like it was in their play. A little bit of confusion right now. It was right in front of Kimberly Denny. She's getting an explanation. And now they are going to say point to Carlinville, so it's 3-2, Lincolnwood with the lead. Cabbies back on serve here. Ella Walker, 5'6", junior, outside hitter. Up next in the service line. She puts a nice sinking serve, saved with a dive, and then a nice backhand bump by Krager going out of bounds, got it over the net somehow, and the Cavaliers able to return. Now a deep kill from McClellan, dug out of there nicely by Gauld. Lincolnwood on the save. They're going to set up Payne, a soft kill saved there by Reels, middle of the floor. Now Staten puts it down in the back row in front of a diving Lincolnwood Lancer, that was
Jill Staten.
Kuchar. Oh, yeah, Kuchar on the dive. Staten
yes.
with the kill. 3-3 our score here. Cavies on serve. Ella Walker, a nice ace on the back row there as Kuchar was unable to save it with a dive. So 4-3, Carlinville serving with the lead now. Opening set of our match here tonight from the woodshed. Here is Walker. Back row set up. Now a kill from Payne, able to be dug out of the now Staten set up, and she drives it back line, saved out of there by McClellan, and the Lancers able to push it over with Milberg. Now a push set over the net has Payne set up with a kill, and yes, Cromville just pushed it over, and Sarah, they pushed it right into the wheelhouse of the Lancers that time.
They sure did.
4-4 our score. Lincolnwood back on serve as Lexi Milberg for the Lancers with the left hand. Drives it. Staten able to bump. Set up there by West to Staten for the kill. Dug
great
out.
Big.
And then a tip over. And the Carlinville Cavaliers now will reset. Staten another kill. Another nice dig from the Lancers. It was Milberg on the set to McClellan. Dug out by Staten. And a nice push over there by Lexi West.
She dumped it right in the middle of the court there. We call that the donut hole. She put it right down.
The old donut hole. I like donut holes.
Me too.
5-4 our score. Carlinville with the lead and on serve. Jill Staten now for the Cavvy. She'll get a little jump serve action right into the net it goes. The Lancers right back on serve, and it's going to be Caitlin Payne to the service line for Lincolnwood. We are tied at 5, early stages, set 1. And a good buzz in the gym here, Sarah, and it's nice to have a buzz and an atmosphere in the gymnasium again as Payne, a serve into the back row. Bumped out of there by Gall, set up by West, right to Gracie Reels, but it's dug out by Payne. They set up McClellan. Maggie drives it home and down for the point. Staten tried to get it on the dive, but couldn't dig it out.
She put that one right up over the block. She had a great dive, but couldn't quite get there.
6-5, Lincolnwood leading and on serve. Here's Caitlin Payne. Right to the libero. Mitchell, middle of the floor, set by West. Killed over by Murphy, but dug out by Lincolnwood. Now on the hard kill back row, Weller. Carlinville able to dig it out with a bump over. That's Gall. Carlinville on the defensive here on a dive. It is saved by Gall. Staten able to push it over back row. Bumped by Payne. What a save. And then Lincolnwood puts it into the net. And that time Carlinville had the Lancers scrambling around.
That was a nice volley. Now, brother, it's not a they don't kill it over unless they score. That's just a hit over.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's why Sarah's here. She knows what she's talking about. I don't. 6-6 our score. Carlinville on serve. That is Lexi West. As the ball's whistled them to play now. West, a nice bullet serve right to Payne. It's set up, and now the hit over is saved by Carlinville. Here's Real. She tries to bury it home, but McClelland able to dig it out, set up, and sit right back the other way. Somehow Lincolnwood keeps that alive.
Wow.
What an amazing save by the Lancers. Now the ball goes off of the ceiling of the woodshed, and it's going to be a point to Lincolnwood. Wow, what a scramble for the Lancers.
Lincolnwood is super scrappy. Every time I think that ball's down, they just somehow pop it back up.
7-6, Lincolnwood leading on serve. Here's Emma Weller. Set up for Reels for Carlinville. Dumps it over nicely. And
tip
the Lancers unable to save there. So the tip kill to Gracie Reels as Cassie Krager on the dive tried to come up with it. Couldn't get it. 7-6, Lincolnwood with the lead. This volleyball special. Thank you so much to the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, the First National Bank, to Relene Kuchar, Cleaning for You, Krager Construction, the Bank and Trust Company, and A&J Construction in Raymond. Thank you very much for your sponsorship to make this volleyball match possible here tonight. On the set, Krager gets it over. Carlinville able to maintain. Now Rios a little touch pass over the net, sent right back to the Carlinville side, and the Cavies able to get it over off the top of the net with Walker. Now McClelland just touches it over. Tough save there, right back on the Lancers side of the net. They tried middle of the floor, nothing. A good volley here as it'll be set by Krager. And the point to Maggie McClelland and Lincolnwood. And Sarah, as a coach, when you see a volley of that length, what's going through your mind?
Whenever they get those long volleys, you just think, we got to win this point. Big momentum swings on those long volleys.
And I mean, when you get those long volleys, it's almost like organized chaos.
Yep, it really is. You just don't let that ball hit the floor.
Maggie McClelland on the serve, a sinking serve on a dive, saved by Mitchell. Somehow got it over the net. The Lancers then hit it out of bounds, as that was Kuchar angling for the sideline, but a bit wide. So we are tied at 8. Carlinville on serve here in the first set.
Now, Lincolnwood does not hit that ball out of bounds very much.
That'd be the old unforced error.
Yep.
Gracie Reels now to the service line for the Cavies.
Overpass.
Nice serve, and it's going to be tipped but saved by Carlinville. Reels on the bump. It'll be hit over by Lexi West deep onto the back row, saved by Payne. Set up for Milberg. Her left-handed kill is saved by Reels, and now the libero Mitchell able to get it over the net, setting up the Lancers in the middle of the floor as another good volley here between Lincolnwood and Carlinville. Saved by Payne with the set middle of the floor. Off to Milberg, drives it, picked up by Real.
Oh.
And then a nice placement by Lexi West. Boy, another long point here with a good rally, 9-8. Carlinville with the lead. Hope you're enjoying this high school volleyball action on your Friday night. We got football coming up next, spring football week 5, Gillespie at Staunton, when we are through here from the woodshed with our volleyball special. Lexi Milberg with the left-hand kill. Yes, off the left side, unable to get it with the dive, was Matilda Mitchell.
That was right down the line. That's tough to defend.
Boy, it isn't a nice asset to have a left-handed hitter on the left side.
It's pretty unusual, actually. The left-handed hitters are usually on the right side, so they're different to see to defend it.
Here's a set up for Gall. Gets it across, but saved by Lincolnwood. Set up to Caitlin Payne, and she buries it middle of the floor. She might not have hit that as squarely as she hit some of them.
No, that was a little bit of a miss hit, but those are the ones that a lot of times do just drop right down.
Boy, and the good players always get away with the miss hits, don't
they? They do.
Here's the serve from Kuchar. Set up for Jill State. She's had to bump it over, then it's saved and stuffed back by Payne, but Carlinville able to maintain and keep the point alive. And now Milberg able to kill it across and deflects off of Macy Gall out of bounds. 11-9, Lincolnwood with the lead, still on serve. Jaden Kuchar serve to the back row. West with the set to Staten for the kill, and yes, she kind of found no man's land right there, I guess the donut hole.
Yep. And I think Lexi Milberg is usually the libero, so I don't think she usually gets to play front row. So it looks like she's having a lot of fun up there getting the spike tonight.
Your last game here in her high school career. Set up for Payne. She knows what to do with that. Kills it right over. It was blocked initially, but came back down on the Carlinville side of the net. And what are the challenges at the net when you're trying to contain a player like Caitlin Payne?
Well, your middle blocker just has to get up and get over that net and try to stay strong because she's going to power through it.
Kuchar, that serve off the net, dug out of there by Carlin. A little stuff by Payne right at the net. 13-10, Lincolnwood with the lead on serve here in the first set. Kuchar, that was a low whistling serve, but did not make it over the net, so it'll be 13-11, Carlin DeVille.
Caitlin Payne's dominating at the net right now with four kills and two blocks.
At the service line for Carlin DeVille, Ella Walker. She attacks left side, bumped out of there by McClellan. Now set for Payne, and she missed it wide right. She was trying to angle towards that short sideline and missed it. 13-12, Carlin DeVille down a point but on serve. Cavies 4-9 this year, their first losing season in program history. That is remarkable. There's another nice deep serve by Ella Walker. It had Jaden Kuchar in the back row diving towards her right, and the ball squirted out towards the Lincolnwood bench. Tied at 13 here, Carlinville and Lincolnwood. Cavies still on serve. Ella Walker.
Tough serve.
To the back row, saved by McClellan, and then Payne did not have the timing right, perhaps there with Krager. It was late to the kill party.
She's putting a tough serve on him, and their defense is having a hard time getting a nice pass up to the setter.
14-13, Carlinville with the lead. A good back and forth battle here between Carlinville and Lincolnwood. Ella Walker, another
tough
nice serve. Has Lincolnwood scrambling. Payne just hits it over on the third hit at the last moment. Carlinville thought they had it dumped in the donut hole there, but it's dug out of there by McClellan. Now Carlinville, deep kill for Gracie Reel, saved by Lincolnwood. They will set to Milberg, and her spike into the net. 15-13, Carlinville. It's still a spike to me sometimes when it just comes out, Sarah. I know that's not right. 15-13.
Tough serve.
Ella Walker, boy, that is another nice serve.
Yep.
Good play from the State, and he was able to touch it over right in the front line. And that serve, Sarah, for Ella Walker, it's getting in front of the back line and over the front line.
Yep, they're having a hard time getting that pass up.
Walker,
again,
another diving play, and the point to Carlinville. That's three or four serves in about the same spot. That was Milberg that time on the dive. Lincolnwood bunching the middle of the floor there, trying to counter this Ella Walker serve.
Woo!
17-13, and she aced him on the back line. Ooh, Lincolnwood was covering the middle, and Walker said, I think I'll go right corner this time, and Kimberly Denny wants a timeout. 18-13, Carlinville leading Lincolnwood in the first set. Cavi still on serve. We'll come back to the woodshed at Lincolnwood following this message on WQSMI.
High school volleyball on WQSMI brought to you by the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. By Ruling Kuchar, Cleaning for You, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let Cleaning for You take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. By the Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carlinville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. And by A&J Construction in Raymond, for home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Carlinville on serve with Ella Walker. Another good serve, but Lincolnwood able to corral it. They set up Caitlin Payne, and she about took the arms off of Ella Walker.
She crushed that ball. Oh, and an ace serve.
Dumped in front of the back line there. That was Lexi Milberg on the point. And talk to me about momentum in volleyball, Sarah. What is the key to momentum?
Oh, momentum's everything. Once you get that run going, the other team just is on edge trying to get that ball back.
The Milberg serve hit the net, but Carlinville with a dive able to dig it out. Now McClellan able to kill it over. It's going to be set up to Jill Staten, and it's going to be a point to Lincolnwood. She hit it over. She didn't kill it over because it wasn't a point. I'm learning. 18-16. Carthen DeVille leading Lincolnwood. Lancers on serve, and Milberg short of that serve into the net. So 19-16. Carthen DeVille with the lead, and now they are on serve, and they have Jill Staten back there.
Lincolnwood's going to want to get a perfect pass up to get Payne on the right side for this kill.
Staten from the left side of the service line.
Here it comes.
Set up Payne on the right side. Was partially deflected, then Staten able to just get it over in emergency fashion. McClellan, short hit over, saved by Carthenville. They set up reels, and that is going to be a point for Carthenville. Deflected off the net, off of a Lancer, and down. And just like that, 20-16 Carthenville. And I think it's safe to say the Cavs are glad to have Katie Hammond back on the sidelines. Here's Staten. Jump serve, looking right side. Tough. Oh, a nice play over there. That was Cassie Krager as the pass took her towards the net, Sarah, and that was good athleticism and body control.
Yep, it sure was. Those are tough, those ones right on the net. She found a hole.
Made the quick decision and made the right decision. 20-17, Carthenville leading. Lincolnwood on serve, and there's a service ace for Caitlin Payne, and she was able to get it off the arm that time of Matilda Mitchell.
I'm sure Carlinville's happy that she's in the back row right now. They're probably going to try to really attack here.
Lincolnwood down 2 points here. Payne on the serve. That is deep
out.
And out. 21-18 Carthenville. They're 4 points away from an opening set victory here tonight on senior night for Lincolnwood. Glad you're along here for this sports special of high school volleyball. Gillespie Staunton football coming up next here on FM 106.1. Here's Lexi West on the serve, middle of the floor. Put it in play by Milberg. Set up to McClellan. Reels able to save it there. And
out of bounds.
Jill Staten too deep with that spike from beyond the line there. And it'll be 21-19. Carthenville with the lead. Lincolnwood has only lost two matches all year, and they haven't dropped many more sets than that.
Wow.
Service over from Weller. That was good velocity there by Gall, but dug out by Lincolnwood. The Lancer kill goes off the net, saved
dig.
By the Cavaliers. Still alive here for the Lancers.
Yes.
And the kill, yes, put down that time for Lincolnwood by Cassie Krager. When you're right, the scrambling ability of Lincolnwood is spectacular. And now Katie Hammond wants a timeout. We got ourselves a match, 21-20. Carthenville with the lead here in the opening set. We'll come back to Lincolnwood High School after these messages.
Tonight's special presentation of high school volleyball on WSMI brought to you in part by A&J Construction in Raymond. For home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com. By Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carthenville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. By Ruling Kuchar, cleaning for you, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let cleaning for you take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. And by First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Following the Carthenville timeout, Lincolnwood on serve, and there's a service ace for the Lancers and Emmy Weller, the 5'5 senior. Lincolnwood playing their six seniors here tonight on senior night in this opening set. We are tied at 21. Weller served deep to Staten, bumped to West, and then hit out of bounds off that left side by Macy Garland. Just like that, Lincolnwood has retaken the lead, 22-21. Mimi Weller's serve, second row to Staten, too close to the net. It goes over on one, and now Krager with the kill right down middle of the floor, Cassie Krager. And it's 23-21 Lancers, 2 points away from the first set victory.
Carlinville's going to need a perfect pass up here.
And we're going to get another timeout. 23-21, Lincolnwood now in front here in this opening set. We'll come back to Lincolnwood after these words from our sponsors.
High school volleyball on WSMI brought to you by the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. by the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. By Ruling Kucher, Cleaning for You, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let Cleaning for You take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. By the Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carletonville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. And by A&J Construction in Raymond, for home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
A long volley here on this service point for the Lancers. We've got a block at the net, but it's on Carletonville. Were they in the net?
Carletonville was in the net on the block. It was good volley.
Set point now for the Lancers. That might have been. We've had some long volleys here in the opening set. That was probably the longest one we've had here in the match so far. Match point, or set point,
I should say,
for Lincoln Wood. Payne with an over-the-shoulder save.
Oh.
Another save. Does Lincoln Wood keep this in play? They do.
Wow.
What an effort. Cassie Krager into the stands to keep that ball alive for the Lancers. They are in full scramble mode. Krager on the kill.
Blocked.
Set by Lincoln Wood for the set. Out of bounds. Cassie Krager. She just drilled it right beyond the end line. What a heck of a
great hustle play over there. I thought that ball was down for sure.
I think Carletonville thought that ball was down for sure. Payne's save was spectacular. Krager's was even better. She was into the stands.
She was in the second row, I think.
24-22, Lincolnwood with the lead. Carletonville on serve here. Lorelei Wofford dumps it down short, dug out by Krager. Set up for Kucher, saved by the Cavaliers. They're able to get it over just in the nick of time. Now Krager tries to touch it over. She does so. Here's a smash for West, saved by the Lancers. He'll set Krager up for the set. Yes! Cassie Krager puts it home past the dive of Lorelei Wofford. And Lincolnwood takes the opening set, 25-22. We'll come back to the Woodshed in Raymond after these words from our sponsors.
Tonight's special presentation of high school volleyball on WSMI brought to you in part by A&J Construction in Raymond. For home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com. By Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carletonville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. By Ruling Kucher, Cleaning for You, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let Cleaning for You take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. And by First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville.
Your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, this is WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville.
Tim Mize, Sarah Burnett back here at the Woodshed at Lincolnwood High School. High school volleyball here on your Friday night as Lincolnwood has taken the opening set 25-22. We'll have high school football coming up next. Gillespie at Staunton, the classic Macoupin County rivalry. Gary Booker, Dan Newkirk with the call next here on FM 106.1. Of course, Cardinal baseball on 106.9 and 92.9. And Sarah, as we look at that first set, Carletonville was leading late. Lincolnwood able to come back, take it 25-22. And in terms of the numbers, Caitlin Payne, she was busy.
Looked like Caitlin Payne had five kills. Like, could have been more. It was a quick game. Two blocks. She's been tough on the net. Carletonville is doing a great job getting blocks, block touches, and their defense is covering them really well. They're all over their hitters. They just are really close to shutting them down, but they're not quite there.
How frustrating is it when you're playing Lincolnwood as the opponent when they get to so many balls that you're sure are just down?
Oh, yeah, we played Lincolnwood this year and had about a 10-point lead, and then they just came back and beat us. I just kept thinking that ball was down, and they somehow just dug them out every time and fought back. They are very scrappy.
Yeah, after watching that first set, that is the perfect word to describe Lincolnwood, scrappy. So they had their six seniors on the floor for set one. They're going to go with more of their standard traditional lineup for match two. So that'll be Lexi Milberg, Avery Pope, Cassie Krager, Maggie McClellan, Sydney Glick, Desi Pitchford, and Caitlin Payne.
And it looks like Lexi's going back to her normal libero position. She played front row the first set. Now she's going to be a back row specialist here.
So the libero will have the orange jersey on for Lincolnwood with the black sleeves. The rest of the Lancers, the white jerseys with the orange sleeves. Carlinville, the all-blue look tonight. Their libero wearing the red jersey here this evening. So set one to Lincolnwood, 25-22. Thanks to our volleyball sponsors. Without them, we are not here tonight bringing you this sports special. The Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood Athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. By Ruline Kucher, cleaning for you. Professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Call Ruline at 217-710-7881. By Krager Construction for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. By the Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better. With locations in Litchfield, Carthenville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, in Rochester. And by A&J Construction in Raymond for home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736. And we are just about set here for set number two. It'll be Lincolnwood on serve first, and Lexi Milberg is waiting back beyond the service line for the Lancers. Looks like Carlinville has the same six we saw in game one. Jill Staten, Ella Walker, Macy Gall, Lexi West, Gracie Reels, Melanie Murphy, and Matilda Mitchell. And how difficult is it from the Carlinville perspective, Sarah, with Matilda Mitchell getting into the libero role tonight with the injury to Katie Sims? We'll get to that in a moment as the first serve is set two for Milberg, saved nicely by Carlinville. They're able to slam it home, middle of the floor, and the Cavies take the opening point of set two.
Yeah, she's doing a great job stepping into that libero role. That kind of throws the whole team off when a key player like libero is missing.
Macy Gall on serve for Carlinville, drives it back row, saved out of there by Sydney Glick, and then Carlinville able to stuff it back right to Payne, and it's 2-0 Carlinville. Caitlin doesn't have that happen very often, I wouldn't suspect.
Nope.
Carlinville a little extra pep in their step here as we start the second set. They were leading late in the opening set before Lincolnwood came back and took it 25-22. Saved by Milberg. Lincolnwood able to get it over. Now Carlinville on the set to smash to Walker, but out of bounds.
That was just barely out of bounds, right past the line. That was a good hit by Ella Walker.
2-1. Carlinville with the lead. Here's the serve for Sydney Glick with the left hand, just like her brother Josh, set up in Jill Staten, and she's able to kill it home past the diving Cassie Krager. 3-1 Carlinville, and they'll be back on serve. Two great programs over the course of the last 30 years or so. Here
great
is the
dig.
Serve from Walker. Lincolnwood able to get it over, right back to Walker it goes. Set up front of the net for Staten, just pushes it over. Corralled there by McClellan. They set up Payne, and she's able to kill
it. I think
it
was out of bounds.
Nope, out of bounds, yes. The Carlinville defender very wisely was just ducking out of the way. It's like, I'm not getting in the way of that thing.
When she does that quick set from the middle, that is hard to defend. I'm sure they're very happy that went out of bounds.
Here's Ella Walker again, serves it back row middle, setting up Payne again. Yeah. Kills it middle of the floor, but it's dug out of there by Macy Gall. Now Lincolnwood on the attack again. They're going to set up McClellan. She pushes it over. Now the Cavies push it right back over with West, setting up Payne. And this time Caitlin able to get a pass to diving Gracie Reels for the Lancer point.
Gracie Reels was able to get it up with the dive, but second player couldn't get another hand on it. It's great hustle.
Gracie Reels is always hustling. 4-2. Carlinville with the lead. Here's the serve for Maggie McClellan. Set up by Staten. Now Jill coming in for the kill, but no, it's going to be put home by Cassie Krager on the touch.
Nope, that was killed by Jill Staten.
Oh, it was. My mistake. Yeah, so 5-2, Carlinville
with the lead. Jill's been active here this evening. Here comes her jump serve.
Tough serve.
Set up by Glick, but it goes middle of the floor, and it's going to wind up a point for Carthenville.
Number two, Avery Pope, just had a pancake. That was an amazing play. That's when you put your hand flat on the ground. The ball bounced off. It looked like it hit the floor, but she actually got it up.
That would have been the second hit, so they could have
they could have played
to
that.
Get over. Okay. Jill Staten, her serve right to the middle of the floor. Crager couldn't corral it cleanly like she wanted another service point for Jill Staten and the Cavies, and it's 7-2.
Now Jill's got a really tough serve here.
Just a junior. She's one of those kids that seems like she's been at Carmenville for 8 years. Put that one into the net, though. Way to jinx her,
Sarah. I jinxed her.
Way to jinx her. Your first broadcast, and you got your first announcer jinx out of the way. 7-3, Carthenville with the lead here in set two. Lancers took set one, 25-22. Emmy Weller now for the serve. Dug out of there by Mitchell, setting up at the net. Murphy, but it's dug out of there by Glick for the Lancers. Pushed over by Lincolnwood, and now Carthenville. Able to push over with the set. A little bit of scramble mode here. A deep spike from Pitchford. Saved by Carthenville. Reset by the Lancers. Now they're going to set up Crager for the kill. She got it. Cassie Crager, middle of the floor, puts it down.
She got on top of that ball. That ball was hit right behind the 10-foot line.
And as a defender, there's probably not much you can do about that one.
Nope. She put that one down.
7-4 Carthenville. Weller's serve goes to Reels. Going to be set up by West, and no one home for Carthenville. That drops on the Cavy side of the net. And that'll be a frustrating point for Carthenville. It's a miscommunication, perhaps. 7-5, Carthenville with the lead, but the Lancers on a service run here. Bumped right to the net, bumped over by Desi Pitchford, and that's a point to the Lancers. As both players went up at the net there, and I guess Pitchford just won the battle. 7-6 Carthenville, but here come the Lancers. A deep service drive played by Gall at the line. Setting up Reels, a smash.
Great
saved
dig.
By Glick, and it's put over by Pitchford. Now Reels will try it again. Soft touch that time. Lincolnwood with the set. Crager with the kill right to Staten. She gets it over. Touched back over by the Lancers. Here comes Reels again. Off balance, falling away. Can't get it over the net. And a point for Lincolnwood. 7-7 our score. And that was a great play earlier in that sequence by Sydney Glick.
Both these teams right now are playing some really scrappy defense.
Here's Weller in a 7-7 match here. Second set. Lincolnwood won the first set. Deep kill off the back line from Mitchell. Set up by the Lancers. Carthenville having trouble on their side. And a late emergency hit by Pitchford over. Set up. Crager again with the kill. Yes, for Cassie Crager. And Crager starting to find a rhythm here on the kill. But Desi Pitchford that time, or Pitchford, excuse me, sometimes the ball just finds you and by any means necessary, get it back.
Yes. That got a little sloppy there, but she was able to get up and put it down.
First lead of the second set for Lincolnwood. I think it was a 7-2 Carthenville lead. So we've got six unanswered points here for the Lancers still on serve with Weller. Drops it down short and snuck it in. Oh, that was well placed on the ace for Emmy Weller. And Katie Hammond wants a timeout. 9-7 Lincolnwood leading set number two after they took the first set 25-22. We'll come back to the woodshed in Raymond after these words from our sponsors.
High school volleyball on WSMI brought to you by the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. By Ruling Kucher, cleaning for you, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let cleaning for you take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By Crager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. By the Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carthenville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. And by A&J Construction in Raymond, for home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation. Call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Lincolnwood on a run from down 7-2 to up 9-7, and that is out of bounds by Emmy Weller.
So and that's what Katie Hammond was hoping for, that timeout. Ice that server.
So 9-8, Carlinville back on serve, down a point. Here's Lexi West. Played right to the libero, Milberg. Bumped up by Glick, right into the wheelhouse of Pitchford, but it's saved over there by Carlinville, and it'll be a cavy point.
Jill Staten had a great dig off that hard hit, but it was just a little bit tight to the net. The setter couldn't get that ball up.
Oh, so it's Lincolnwood's point. 10-8. Lancers, the two-point lead, still on serve. This is Avery Pope, just a sophomore, heck of an athlete. Played to Staten, set up by West. Pushed over deep, corralled by Lincolnwood. Setting to Krager, and she finds a hole between a diving Staten and Matilda Mitchell. And it's 11-8 Lincolnwood.
Now Cassie Krager, she's up there. She has 7 kills on the net, too.
Here's Pope. Nice sinking serve, dug out by Staten, set up by West, pushed over by the Cavaliers. Now here's Glick setting up Pitchford that time. Now the Cavaliers on the attack, reels for the kill. Yes, perfect placement in the right corner. 11-9, Lincolnwood leading. Carlsonville will be on serve. Lorelei Wofford going to check in for the Cavaliers, replacing Melanie Murphy.
Defense is super important in volleyball to get that pass up, and right now Jill Staten is having some great digs back there.
11-9, Lincolnwood leading, Carlinville on serve. Here's Wofford. Set up by Krager, into the hands of Pitchford, and Lincolnwood, I guess, was in the net there.
The pass was tight to the net, and the setter just touched that net going up.
11-10. Lincolnwood leading, Carlinville serving. Here's Wofford. Nice serve
good
with
pass.
A little sink. Milberg sets it up. Here's Krager on the kill again, Cassie Krager. And Cassie says, this is just too easy, folks. 12-10 Lincolnwood. No Caitlin Payne here for majority of the second game, but Cassie Krager says, I got this.
They both have 8 kills right now up in the front row.
Krager now behind the service line, set to go. Drives it deep and
out of bounds.
Just out. So that'll be side out to Carlinville. 12-11 Lincolnwood. And the Cavies back on serve. That ball got served right out of the gymnasium, out into the cafeteria, I think. Had to go retrieve it. Of course, in a normal situation, the doors would probably be closed. But in the COVID era, keep the doors open. That serve into the net for Gracie Reels. 13-11 Lincolnwood. Boy, how frustrating is it, sir, when you're scrapping and then your first service goes into the net?
Oh, that's the worst.
Here's Milberg with the left-handed serve, set by Reels. Now West gathers for Staten. She drives it back row, set up for Caitlin Payne with the left hand, rejected back. Lincolnwood resets. Glick sets up McClellan. Rejected back again. They'll try it again. Pope sets up Glick. She's able to get it over back row. Now Reels leaves it off for Gall, and she drives it too far out of bounds, and it'll be the point for Lincolnwood. 14-11 Lancers here in set number two.
We've been talking about the strong hitters over there, but they can't do that without their setter. Their setter's doing a great job putting it right in the hitter's hands.
Milberg with the serve over, and then as Cromville returns it, Payne is right there for the stuff. I know that's a block officially, Sarah, but that felt like a stuff. 15-11, make it. 16-11, ace serve right on the back line. Boy, those got to be tough to judge there when you're on the back row like that. Do I let it go? Do I attack
those
it?
Are really hard. You just need to sprint to that line to make sure.
16-11 Lincolnwood. Milberg still on serve with the left hand. Puts that one into the net. And it'll be Carlinville back on serve now as Macy Gall will head back to that service line. She'll stand right underneath the basket here at the woodshed. Right-handed serve goes to Milberg. Back row set up by Pope.
Blocked by Staten.
A second row spike blocked by Staten. Now Glick tries to put it home, and we've got Carlinville in the net.
Jill Staten was in the net there. But she had a great block. She is all over that hitter.
17-12, Lincolnwood with the lead on serve. Here comes Glick.
Tough
with the
serve.
Left hand. That is sinking. Dug out by Reels, but right to Payne. Saved there by Walker. Set up by West to Staten. Rejected by Avery Pope. And Lincolnwood now
comes.
Will set. Pope to Payne.
Boom.
The kill. Saved by Macy Gall.
Oh, Carlinville's blocker was in the net. That was a great dig off that hard hit by Payne.
Yeah, Macy Gall did the hard work, but it doesn't count. 18-12. Lancers leading. Here's Glick.
Ooh.
Jump serve, but that one doesn't make it over the net. Man, that's ferocious.
She had a tough serve. When we played her, I wish she could have hit some of those in the net.
18-13. Lincolnwood with the lead here in set two. Lancers took set one, 25-22. Ella Walker now drives it deep. Bumped up by Milberg. Set by Krager to Payne. Right to Reels. Now Carlton DeVille on the attack. Staten with
bounds.
The kill, but she drove it too far. Out of bounds. 19-13. Lincolnwood with the lead. 6 points away from the match.
I'm sure Carlinville was hoping that Ella could get some aces like last set.
On serve now Lincolnwood with Maggie McClellan.
Short
with
serve.
With the right hand. Reels on the dive. Saves it. West sets it up right back to Gracie. She'll bump it deep and out of bounds. Carlinville did all they could do there.
Lincolnwood has all the momentum going right now, so Katie's going to call a timeout and hope to get her girls calmed down a bit.
Lancers leading set to 20-13. We'll come back to the woodshed following these words from our sponsors.
Tonight's special presentation of high school volleyball on WSMI brought to you in part by A&J Construction in Raymond. For home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com. By Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carlinville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. By Ruling Kucher, cleaning for you, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let cleaning for you take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruline at 217-710-7881. By the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. And by First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Out of the timeout, Maggie McClellan gets a serve in play, then Carlinville unable to return successfully. 21-13 Lancers, 4 points from victory. There's a nice another short serve dug out by Mitchell. Now Reels deep kill played by Milberg, set up with Pope to Krager.
Blocked.
I think that was West. A great save over there by Pope. And then Payne falling away, able to find the donut hole there in the middle of the floor. Avery Pope made a great saving play over there on the far side.
Carlinville had a great block, but Lincolnwood right now is just getting all the luck, I feel.
Doing what the Lancers do.
They are.
22-13 Lincolnwood. Staten with the set to West. Then Gall with the kill. And Macy able to put it down for Carlinville. 22-14 Lincolnwood with the lead, but that point gets the Cavies back on serve.
That was a great quick set by Carlinville setter. To put it right in her hitter's hands, right above the net.
So Jill Staten on serve, probably exactly who Carlinville wants on the service line right now. They need a run. Down eight. Staten, middle, set by Glick. Off to Payne, off the feed from Pope. Saved. Now Gracie Reels, a monster kill. Back row, off the roof of the woodshed and down. It'll be a point for Carlinville.
That's what Carlinville needed right there. A big kill. That's a momentum swing.
22-15. Lancers lead. Cavies on serve. Lincolnwood took set one, 25-22. That's a set Carlinville led late. Here's Jill Staten. Middle of the floor. Right to Milberg. Oh. Off to Payne, and she was wide with the hit and long. 22-16. Lincolnwood with the lead. Carlinville still on serve.
Carlin's got a little run going here.
Can Staten keep it going? Boy, a lot of pressure on Jill to get this serve in play, isn't there?
It's in.
Nice sinking serve to Glick, hit right back on the Lincolnwood side of the net. And they're going to give a point to Carlinville there.
Oh, Lincolnwood setter was in the net there.
For 22-17. Three straight points for the Cavaliers on the Jill Staten serve. angling toward the sideline.
Great
Nicely
save.
Saved by Milberg, hit over by Payne just in the nick of time. Here's West. Here's Staten now, able to drive it over. Pope setting up Payne, and it is hit over nicely by Ella Walker. Now, ooh, Krager on the set. Wow, what a smash right into the gut of Jill Staten.
She hit that one pretty solid.
Man, Jill got contact on the ball. It went flying towards the scorer's table, and that's got to be a pretty helpless feeling.
It is, and that's 9 kills for Cassie Krager.
When she really hits down on that ball, impressive. 23-17, Lincolnwood 2 points away from victory here in the final match of the season. Here's Reel setting up for Murphy. Now Krager on the set, blasted past Staten again, and it'll be match point for the Lincolnwood Lancers. Hope you've enjoyed our high school volleyball special coverage here tonight. We've had fun bringing it to you here at the Woodshed. Lincolnwood 1 point away from closing out their regular season at 14-2. They beat Mount Pulaski earlier today. Looking to dispatch Carthenville right now. The serve from Weller. Here's Reels. Blocked at the net, and that'll be a point to Carthenville as Reels was able to slam it home.
She powered right through that block. I have a feeling we're going to see a really long volley here on this game point.
Carthenville needs 6 points to keep it alive here.
Oh,
and
net,
in true fashion,
sir.
Had it got over the net, we would have seen a long volley, sir. I'm very confident of that. So that is the way the match comes to a close. A Carthenville serve into the net. And on senior night, the Lincolnwood Lancers defeat the Carthenville Cavaliers 25-22, 25-18. We will take a break. We'll come back, wrap up our volleyball coverage, and then get you shipped off to Staunton for week 5 of spring high school football here on WSMI.
High school volleyball on WSMI brought to you by the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. By the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. By Ruling Kucher, cleaning for you, professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Let Cleaning for You take care of your spring cleaning. Call Ruling at 217-710-7881. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. Good luck tonight, ladies. By the Bank and Trust Company, bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carthenville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. And by A&J Construction in Raymond, for home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation. Call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com.
WSMI FM 106.1.
Win number 145 in the volleyball careers for these Lincolnwood seniors. Number 96 in high school for this group of Lincolnwood seniors. Lexi Milberg, Cassie Krager, Jaden Kucher, Maggie McClellan, Emmy Weller, and Caitlin Payne. 145 wins in 6 years. And Sarah, I think we saw tonight a lot of the reasons why this team and this program has been so tough over the years.
They just have so many different players that can contribute to the team. They are definitely not a one-man team. They all have something strong that they can contribute.
And the ability to really keep every ball alive. And I can only imagine how that just slowly just wears on the opponent when they just get everything back.
Definitely. They're a team that you just have to earn those points. You're going to have to hit it hard down the line, find a hole, because their defense is just going to dig it up.
The seniors for Lincolnwood on the floor right now taking some pictures. And, Sarah, obviously quite a few tears down there. It's tears of joy. It's tears of sadness. It's just tears for
a lot of different reasons.
These
girls have been playing volleyball a long time. It's very hard.
Yeah, I mean, they've been together. Well, this was Kimberly Denny's group from the third grade
on.
And, boy, it showed with the way that they just reacted as a team. Not only tonight, but really all season long, just so tough, night in, night out. And as we look at some of the numbers from this match tonight, you know, it was Caitlin Payne in the first set, and it really felt like Cassie Krager in that second set just dominated things.
It was. That second set, Cassie had probably 6 kills, 10 total for the night.
It was a lot of fun here. And, you know, really, Carthenville, they led late in set one, led early in set two. It's tough to string
consistent points together against an outfit like Lincolnwood.
It is. Lincolnwood is a tough team to beat. You can get them down for a few points, but they get right back in it.
And I know, you know, Lincolnwood, obviously they're saying goodbye to a great group of seniors, but their program's going to be just fine moving forward.
Oh, my. Yes, their JV team was very impressive tonight. It almost looked like a varsity team, I thought.
I thought the same thing. And, you know, from the Carlinville perspective, I know Katie Hyman, she's very high on what she has coming back next year. And it'll be led, of course, by Jill Staten. She's just a junior this year.
It will be. We played Katie's team in junior high this year, and she had some outstanding eighth grade hitters. I think she told me there were going to be some varsity players coming up.
So what you're saying is the teams that got Carlinville this year, enjoy it because you might not get it next year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thanks to all the folks here at Lincolnwood High School. Thanks to Kimberly Denny, the longtime Lincolnwood volleyball coach. She was instrumental in getting this ball game on the air tonight, so we're very thankful to her. Thanks to Athletic Director Josh Stone, all the fine folks at Lincolnwood for their hospitality. Everybody here treats us so good when we come into town, and we thank them very much for that. Thanks to our special sponsors. Thank you so much to the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, to the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. Thanks to Raylene Kucher with Cleaning for You, professional house cleaning in Raymond. Hey, it's time to get your spring cleaning done. Let Raylene do it. Call her 217-710-7881. Thanks to Krager Construction for all your construction needs. To the Bank and Trust Company, we say thank you. Bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carlinville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. And thanks to A&J Construction in Raymond. For home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736. Again, our volleyball sponsors tonight, thank you so much for making this special broadcast possible on WSMI. Jennifer Graham produced tonight's action here on FM 106.1. We thank her very much for her effort. She's not done, though. She's still got a football game to take care of. Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk will have the call here of Gillespie at Staunton football. That comes your way next here on WSMI FM 106. We will have this game in a podcast for you tomorrow as well, always available at WSMIRadio.com. And as Tito used to love to say, our podcasts, they're like a tin roof. They're on the house. Lincolnwood wins it tonight over Carlinville in two sets, 25-22 and 25-19, I think, was the final in the second high. Scorekeeper forgot to write that down.
Oopsie.
Sarah, you did a fantastic job. Thank you so much.
Oh, I don't know about that. That was my first time on air.
Yeah, you did great. For my sister and Bunker Hill volleyball coach, Sarah Burnett, I am Tim Mize. We say good night from Lincolnwood. Stay tuned. High school football coming up next.
Thanks for listening to tonight's WSMI Sports Special. Our coverage tonight has been brought to you by A&J Construction in Raymond. For home repair, remodeling, painting, and drywall installation, call Jerry Evans at 217-825-4736 or email aj_construction06@yahoo.com. By Bank and Trust Company. Bank different, bank better, with locations in Litchfield, Carlinville, Chatham, Farmersville, Raymond, and Rochester. By Raylene Kucher, cleaning for you. Professional house cleaning in the Raymond area. Call Raylene at 217-710-7881. By Krager Construction, for all your construction needs. By the First National Bank in Raymond, Girard, Verdon, Pawnee, and Morrisonville. And by the Lincolnwood Sports Boosters, helping fund and strengthen Lincolnwood athletics. To join, contact Athletic Director Josh Stone. Tonight's broadcast has been a presentation of the Tally Broadcasting Stations, WSMI FM 106.1, WSMI AM 1540, W295BQ 106.9 FM Litchfield, W225CX 92.9 Staunton, and WAOX 105.3 The Ox.